Blog Talk Radio. the crib. They can know where I live. There's a fuck that I give. I'm just trying to live. Stack a little paper for the kids. Life don't last forever. Money game like the weather. Make your rain drop forever. Text me to whoever. Don't be coming for my paper whatsoever. Get your ass up off my leather. Blood pressure. Gucci on my sweater. Fine dining at my leisure. Stacks in my dresser. All this and it's on me. Hating bitches wanna call me. Man, I'm Lucifer, bro. Call me Lucifer. Better crucifer. Flow.
what you talking about? Man? he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back to
life. To a simpler place of time. Oh, yeah. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mind.
World is here, him and her belong.
He kept dreaming,
dreaming.
Ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
A superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
I'm
Robert, can you hear me? You can hear me. Hey, Robert, how you doing over there, man?
Hey, bro.
How you doing, man? I was talking to you and I just realized I had my phone muted. Hell, I had it muted the whole show, though. I just decided I was going to listen to music tonight since I was going to be the only one and wait on everybody else to remember it was Wednesday.
Man, you know, good. I think a lot of folks are still feeling the grief and of Aunt Edge's passing, and then the camaraderie of seeing family members and people traveling back to their destination. It really throws your schedule off. I don't know. I didn't know what day it was all week. Still haven't gotten back to normal.
I see, man. I want to talk about the Robert Mueller and all kind of stuff this evening.
Man, that was
the Robert Mueller show.
Yeah, I caught it. I caught it this morning around 8 o'clock when he first started, and I thought to tell him to call it off for a minute there. I see. You done got him to admit that there was no Trump had been trumping this thing about no, he was totally exonerated. Well, Mueller put that to bed. They asked him point blank, was he exonerated? Nope. He was not exonerated.
He was pretty point blank.
Stop saying that. Yeah, he was point blank on some things. Some things he was kind of a little fuzzy on. But these Republicans, they didn't care about the Russians and the fact that Trump had committed crimes. They were Trump's defenders, period. That was their job.
You guys
to defend
are not
Trump.
Americans, man.
No, they're not.
They do not believe in America's principles. They don't care what they say.
Even
next
if they're
come
supporters.
Around me with a flag, I'm going to run them out my face.
Yeah, even if you're a supporter of Trump, which they obviously were, you should at least pretend you're interested in the government and democracy and the country's well-being and the fact that the government was invaded by a foreign power and would do it again. There was absolutely no pretending that they cared about that. It was all about let's tear down this special prosecutor and let's build up Trump. It was shameful. It was really shameful to watch. I said, gosh, this is the country that we have become. I mean, even a nonpartisan person should be able to step back and say, look, is that the way to conduct business? Is that the way we want to, the example we want to set for the next generation? Is that the government that we want to be viewed as around the world, as a government that on one side you're trying to prove that there's been some misdeeds, some really illegal and really uncouth actions perpetrated by the President of the United States, and another side that is just hell-bent, like that dog on Damien, that movie Damien. Yeah, these dogs are just running around biting and killing anybody they got next to them. And that seems to be what happened. It was like those dogs protecting Damien.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is, man. It's so evil up there. That's kind of what the country's going through. And it's controlled by money, greed, power. And that's all they care about. Staying in power.
I was looking at...
I don't think they give a damn about Trump, really. They just care about their power.
Yeah, that's true. I was trying to put myself in the shoes of trying to really make sense of what's happening. And we know that people tend to do things they look at for their own interest. And so I tried to create a scenario where I was defending something that was indefensible to protect my own interests. And I thought about some things that were near and dear to me, and what would I do? How low would I go? How deep in the mud? How low would I stoop to protect something that was important to me? That comes back to character and morality. And I realize there are a lot of things I just won't do for money or for power. I just won't do it. And that's been, I know in life I would be further along financially if I sold my soul to the devil. I just have refused to do that. And so I am where I am. I'm at peace. I've done fine. But there are just certain things I can't do. Power, money, those things are good. But if you have to sell your soul to get them, I mean, the Bible says it plain and simply. What good is it to have the whole world if you lose your only soul?
These guys have no souls, I don't think. I don't think they have souls, man.
Yeah, I mean, they come in with their legalistic terms. They all trying to, I mean, the new lynch mobs now wear pinstripe suits and white shirts. And their job is to beat you into submission by twisting the laws, changing the laws. So they don't kill you by hanging you from a tree. They take away your rights, your livelihood, food, your jobs, your money. So they just kill you by 1,000 paper cuts. And I saw that on display today too. That's the new lynch mob right there. That's your new Knight Riders sitting up there in Congress.
I can't imagine, to be honest with you. I couldn't imagine. That's just the difference in these different parties now. I really couldn't imagine Democrats trying to protect anybody like that. That was wrong. That was clearly wrong. I just can't imagine them doing that.
Well, you know, this, I think this is what got me thinking this morning. I was this was before the hearing started, because I was preparing, I was bracing myself for what I knew was eventually about to happen. And I thought back to Bill Clinton. And I remember when his impeachment hearings were taking place, and I had to catch myself because I do remember some people, and probably rightly so, felt that there was nothing more tawdry than the president of the United States having relationships with an intern, you know, somebody's 20-year-old daughter, somebody who went to Capitol Hill to seek their fortune and make their mark in the world, and then the balance of power for over, you know, got the president against the power dynamics was really out of kilter. And I asked myself, I had to do some introspection. Was I one of the folks that said, well, he's just the guy, and that's what he's like every other guy, and that's what guys do? And I do remember people saying that who were Democrats who felt that this was, as long as the economy is good and the deficits are down. Now, is this a parallel? Is this comparable? Maybe in some quarters, yes, but if you were totally against what he did, maybe they see this as just as bad. They see that what he did was just as bad as what Trump did today. Yeah. I think that just the sheer volume of things that Trump did doesn't make it.
Trump done all that and a bag of chips. Trump did all that. He done all that and a bag of chips.
He's done that, and he's a racist, and against the climate, the environment, and so he's got so many strikes against him. Maybe we could do that comparison if it was just that. If he had one indiscretion, we can say, okay, all right,
yeah.
So we let Clinton get away with it. But my goodness, the sheer volume of things that he is guilty of, that alone.
I mean, big time, man. This is, anyway, I don't know. Like
Clinton
Mother
never called
said, you can't go to jail if you get out.
Clinton never called a black woman a dog.
Get out of his window. And he's called too a dog.
I would never, long as I can't imagine myself forgiving him. To me, that was personal. When you,
yeah.
I mean, Omarosa is no, she's not the pillar of black womanhood, but nonetheless, she's a black woman. She's one of our sisters, whether we agree with her or not. But for the President of the United States, I mean, for anybody for that matter, somebody sitting in the White House, I mean, this you can't even make this stuff up. The White House calling a black woman a dog. I have never forgotten that. All the other stuff he's done, that one has stuck with me more than anything else. I thought that was, I can't believe I heard that. I can't believe I read that. That dog. I said, Lord have mercy. What in the world we got here? And then the other things that have happened since then, I mean, they're just as bad, but that one, you know, when somebody attacks your community, I mean, a lot of things, he's attacked a lot of communities, but that one to me was more personal, and it just let me know where his mind was, how sick and depraved he was. I mean, I can deal with people's policies. I can deal with, if you want to give the rich folks all the money, more money than they can handle, and kick people off their health insurance, life insurance, whatever, the health insurance, I'm going to disagree with you, but I'm going to say to myself, maybe there's some kind of way that they see it in their own minds that this is the way to correct, to keep things moving, however twisted they can twist, how they can twist that. I can deal with that. I'm not going to like it, but I can deal with it. But to be immoral and depraved and xenophobic and racist, I can't deal with that. That to me is impeachable grounds right there, if nothing else.
Sure. I mean, I could throw up talking about this guy, man. Like, I feel like I'm ready to do now. I thought I had those powers, but I think that's it.
Yeah. So I'm not really happy with my country. And no, I'm not going back to Africa. I'll be right here. Anybody who tells me to go back to Africa, I'm going to say, you go back to where you came from. You go back to Europe or Italy or Britain or wherever your folks came from. You go back.
I guess when I got to talking today, they were talking about how, I think it was Argentina, they were saying that you can't just go, unless you got family in Argentina, you can't buy any land over there. You can't just come over there and start buying up land. Mm-hmm. And then he ended the conversation by saying they're trying to keep us rednecks out of there. And then I thought about, it's actually the same way in Liberia. You can't, unless you're of African descent, you can't buy land. You can't buy land in that country. And I know when he said, if I hadn't been standing there, he would have wanted to say, I'm guessing, I'm doing something Robert Mueller wouldn't have done today. But I'm guessing to say, if I hadn't been standing there, he would have said, we ought to stop him from coming over here. But they came over, they can't say that. You really can't.
Man, this world is really messed up. It really is.
It's pretty bad, Robert, and it's going to get worse as long as the powers that be are the powers that be. Because those guys have no morals whatsoever. That's why they can stomach a Trump, because they don't have any morals. That's why they can stomach it. You can't stomach it. I couldn't stomach that.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah. Certain things you
I couldn't
get,
be around somebody
do.
Calling a woman a dog. I couldn't be around a person like that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be around somebody calling people sons of bitches and grabbing women by the cootie just cost you, you know, your celebrity and all. I couldn't be around them. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, and some things are bigger than
fight for them.
Tax breaks. Yeah, some things are bigger than tax breaks and.
Got to be more
market.
To it than that.
Because the country's done well so far without Trump. I don't know why they feel like right now they can't live without him. We've lasted all these years. All of a sudden, they can't. They're willing to sell their soul, go to hell in a handbasket over Trump, even though the country had done just fine all these years without him. That's the other mystery. But it tells you that the heart of these people, these folks in Congress, the Lindsey Grahams and Mitch McConnells and Matt Gaetz and all these guys, that's really, they are Trump. Really. That's the bottom line. The reason they go with Trump, they are Trump.
That's it. Disciples. The devil's disciples. It's really sad.
And they know it.
Sad.
They know it. They know it's not right. They know this guy is not right. They know it. But they see it themselves and they're benefiting.
Yeah. I mean, they, every time he does something, they say, well, I've done the same in their own mind.
Yeah.
So I guess you give them credit for not being a hypocrite, at least, in that respect. You know, in that aspect. I guess you can say they're not hypocrites.
Well, they've done a 360. They're so hypocritical that they've come back around to... They, you know what I mean? It was so hypocritical. It hasn't made a full circle.
Right, I feel you.
Oh, boy.
Because when President Obama was in the chair, they were all of a sudden, yeah, I know what you're saying. This is disgusting. Pretty disgusting.
It's shameful. It's really shameful. It makes you tired, really. It really makes you tired. I had to turn the Mueller investigation off. And turn the music on because I couldn't stand to watch those Republicans and that shameful, really disgraceful performance. I just couldn't stomach it. I couldn't take it. I really could not take it. I said, guys, what about, do you care what Trump has done or any of it? Just pretend for a minute. Humor us. No, they don't have to, because each one of them feel like that, I don't know, I guess they're waiting on when dictatorship kicks in, they're going to be appointed for life in their positions. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they expect to be after Trump. And Lindsey Graham, to me, is he's worse than Trump. If you look at those, well, you've probably seen some of those tapes of where he called Trump a bigot, a xenophobe. And if he becomes the president, the world, we in a world of trouble. And these are his almost exact words. And now, it's like that didn't even matter that he said that. How does he reconcile that? Will somebody ask him? I want to hear his explanation on that one. I thought he was a bigot back then, but now I see better. I see, you know, we can evolve. I mean, I want to hear what his explanation is. That guy is a piece of work.
Mueller said they're doing it as we sitting here.
He's still doing it.
He said, Mueller said the Russians are doing it as we sit here.
Oh, I was going to say, he ain't still testifying, is he?
No. I'm just saying. He said that earlier today. He said they're doing it as we sit here. And them dang Republicans don't care. Because they feel they're doing it to help them. They're doing it to help
Congress
control with them in power.
You know what? I'm not so naive to believe that Democrats are perfect and that they don't have their own agenda and that what the old thing, power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. I understand that. I'm not naive. But I do know that when you have a choice between one party, who at least pretends to give a hoot about you, and does something that you might agree with against a party that has absolutely depraved. I mean, they are peddling in total depravity. It is. You got to choose the lesser of the two evils. I'm not even saying that. I mean, really, I have no beef with the Democratic Party as a whole, because it's closer to what I believe as far as things on the environment, social justice, voter rights, things like that. And that's the antithesis of what happens in the Republican Party. So this is not a decision. It's a non-decision for me. If Democrats started acting like Republicans, then I'm against the Democrats too.
Right. So,
it's not a party thing. It's a vision thing. It's a moral thing. It's a survival thing. Some of this stuff, man, like taking people's health care and the planet. We're talking about survival. This is more than just pocketbook issues. You're talking about survival, life and death.
Man, these dudes don't care. I don't know what happened. They don't care about that. I don't know how this happened. I really don't know how this happened.
Yeah. Man,
I gotta go listen to the Brothers for Real radio show, huh? Where you been, man?
I gotta go down to Virginia in the morning to do a workshop. From nine in the morning, it's about an hour and a half drive. Got about an hour, and I'll be on my feet for about 8 hours. And talk to small business owners about how to use marketing and web and social media to further their businesses. I think I got about 20 people signed up for this workshop. And so I'm glad this program is available to help small businesses. I think we need more programs like this. And because I think it's more and more important now to have a business, particularly if you're, a lot of people complaining about the jobs and credit with the tax bill. Well, that was a gaping loophole in that bill for people who start a business. There's a lot of money, tax credits available for people who start businesses. So sometimes when you serve lemons, you got to make lemonade. So to anybody who's, that bill is not going away anywhere anytime soon. Even if another president comes along and changes it, it's going to take a minute for it to kick in. So what I would like to ask people to do is to take advantage of it and start a business. There is credit, tax credits. I mean, you probably need some help. There are companies out here, several of my clients are in that line of work, and they kind of keep me abreast of what's going on in that arena. But that's not just politics talk. That's real talk. That if you, it's not marketing talk, that there are tax credits in these tax credit that came down the pike. Whether you're large or small, if you start a business, then there's something in it for you. So that's why my approach to life basically has been, sometimes you're going to get dealt a wrong hand. So what you going to do about it? You're going to cry, you're going to burn something down, you're going to go in your room and sulk. Really, you just have to keep moving and, vote. Get out and vote and change the people that make these laws. And they stack the deck in their favor. They've done a terrible job of stacking the deck in their favor to make it harder for them to get out between the gerrymandering and voter suppression and all the other shenanigans they're pulling. But still, even with that, you just have to beat them overwhelmingly. Get them out of there. Get them out. Just get them out. They got to go. Really, that's the bottom line.
Did you hear about the West Virginia senator who sent Donald Trump a letter for using the law's name in vain in North Carolina when he was at the rally in Greenville, North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
She said GD twice in his speech when he went off script.
Right.
I mean, in front of the kids and stuff, man, it's just a disgusting human being. Tell somebody, you're going to be so GD poor if I ever leave office. I mean, just nasty, disgusting human being.
Well, the Republican?
And people
still, wrote me a letter?
Yeah, as a Republican, West Virginia Republican, yeah. He was really upset.
Well, whatever it takes, they move him.
No, I'm sorry. He was a Democrat, but he was a Trump. He was a Trump supporting Democrat.
Oh, Trump supporting Democrat. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so immoral.
Yeah, it's crazy. You see, a lot of parents are trying to figure out how to explain some of the language they're hearing on the campaign trail. As in a state that expressed concern, oh, you're so politically correct, you're so beautiful, oh, look at you all, Trump responded in a demeaning tone, resulting in laughter from others in the room. Oh, I know, you know, heard a little bad, a little off language, I know, you're so perfect, aren't you perfect? He said that to the man after he told him that. This is Trump. This guy, man. Hey, man, he's the end of the world. He's the end of humanity. Yeah. You still there, brother? I think I lost my brother. We're going ahead and get off the radio show for the night. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Brother For Real radio show. We'll see you again next Wednesday. We're going to get out of here with a little bit of, man, I thought I was going to play that, but Beyonce won't show up. Going to get out of here with a little bit of, I really lost my brother, y'all. With a little bit of, dedicate this song to the Republicans. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. All right.
Hey, Leon, my phone died out.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm out of here, man.
All right, bro. Look, man, good talking to you, man. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bro.
Yo. All right, bro. Later.
Yeah.